From the Rowe Auto Group Westbrook Auburn Studios, it's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
There's something about his manners. Hold on, oh no. He didn't walk up with that, how you doing? When he came in, he said there's a lot of girls I can do it. But I can't with that. I'll do him forever in a minute. That's a my night. And Papa says he got Milo in him. He got me feeling like, ooh. I knew it when I met him. I loved him when I left him.
Goes out to all the young communists out there. I know. I love the song, actually. I love Latin music.
Who is it?
This is Kaylee Cabela, I believe is her name. Anyhow, she's got a nice voice. But I love the Latin beat. I listen to Musica Urbana all the time on Sirius. Oh, yeah. I mean, on Sirius. Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love Latin music. It's very invigorating music. And I really love this song. But it is called Havana. And he's called Young Thug. Anyhow, it's got a good beat. Yeah. 7:37 on yet another glorious day in the great state of Maine. Glorious in every place but Augusta, where even though they've increased spending $4 billion in 6 years, they still broke. They broke. Wayne Perry, the state rep out of Arundel, told us in the last segment that they were intentionally broke, that they wanted to spend money on the Office of New Americans, who was employed. And I played this clip for you earlier this week. She stood up and said, I am here for Sudan. Everything I do is for Sudan. Don't assimilate. Keep your culture. Keep your language. Don't assimilate. There's no reason to assimilate. Thank you, Janet Mills. You've chosen yet another really wonderful person who's very capable of doing their job.
Well, you saw the bill that was introduced to make two Islamic holidays part of the state holiday system.
I saw that.
Because we don't have enough state holidays as it is.
Well,
yeah, those state employees work really hard.
And they get raises every year, as we heard Wayne Perry 4% say.
4% a year, yeah. So, I mean, yeah. Woo. I think that's such a great idea.
You know, I get a raise every year if we bring in more money. If we bring in less money,
you
don't get a raise.
You have to earn your salary?
Yeah. If we bring in more money year over year, I get a raise.
What?
If I don't, then we don't.
What kind of a state do we live in where you actually have to earn your living?
I don't know. You know.
Well, and we're trying to make it the other way, where you just sit at home and we pay you.
413,000 people on MaineCare. Yeah. 413,000, a third of the state on MaineCare.
Yeah, that's great.
And you know what they think?
Good sign of prosperity.
They think that's an accomplishment.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to take away their health care. Don't you know that, Ray?
Well, if they cared about health care, then if you were a MaineCare recipient, the state would require, because that's free health insurance paid for by the taxpayer, they would require MaineCare recipients to have a primary care physician so that they could catch things early and so things like sore throats don't end up in the emergency room.
Yeah, let's not
forget. But that would require common sense.
Obamacare is causing a lot of this shortfall because we charge people premiums of like $15 a month to get health care. Now,
and then we don't.
Has anybody
ask them
looked
anything
at the cost of health care? If you're in the private sector, a single plan for an employee is over $700 a month. Yet we're charging people $15 and saying, aren't we wonderful? We provide all this free health care.
Breaking news, Randy Weingarten, one of the dumbest damn people in the country, claims that school choice hurts children with disabilities, students with disabilities. We don't have school choice in Maine, and the federal government had to sue the state of Maine's government, and the state of Maine's government signed a consent decree in order to be forced to provide students with disabilities the proper services. Randy Weingarten, like all the people in the teachers union, and she's the head of the largest one, they don't know what they're doing. They're evil people. Randy Weingarten, I watched an interview with her the other day. She was so mad the federal government was going to shut down DOE. She almost started crying. She was an educator. She cares about kids. And yet
she hasn't been a teacher in how long?
She's
40 years.
I know. God probably doesn't like me saying this, but it is true. She's nothing but a liar. She's a fake, phony, fraud human being. It's hard to believe she even walks upright. Randy Weingarten says this, though. If we have school choice, it will hurt students with disabilities. Randy, come to Maine and see where the federal government under Joe Biden had to sue a Democratic governor to force them to pay for services for students with disabilities. I know we all forget about this, but I didn't. You know who we don't forget about is Steve DeMillo. You know, he was thinking about running for governor. I don't know if you guys know this or not. And he was going to have a campaign called A Lobster in Every Pot. I mean, it works so well for Herbert Hoover, a chicken in every pot.
Yeah.
So he was going to do A Lobster in Every Pot.
I like it.
And then he didn't. And I'm so disappointed.
How about a prime rib in every pot?
Well, did you have it last Friday?
I did.
You did? Was it good?
Yeah. Steve even came over to the table.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he fed me. He cut my steak and fed me. It was awesome.
Wow.
He does that for every customer.
Steve DeMillo, you're a good man. Good morning.
You guys are on fire today. Having a good time on the radio. I like that.
Yeah, well, you got to have a little fun, right?
Yep, you are.
What's the point?
Well, good morning.
Have a little fun. Got to have a little fun.
Well, Steve, thank you for that wonderful dinner we had last Friday. It was great. I love the food. That prime rib is so awesome.
Thank you for that. It was nice to see you and your wife enjoying a little early evening dinner while the sun was shining down the bay. It was a beautiful night.
It sure was.
Well, anytime you're at DeMillo's, it's a beautiful night.
Yeah.
By the way, Joe, you could go Monday. Are you going Monday? It's the Maine GOP chairman's reception. You should go. They're going to have gubernatorial candidates speaking. I thought Steve might speak and say, look, a lobster in every pot. Who wouldn't be for that? Steve, you could win a landslide, man.
I think, I told you, Marge won't let me run, so I'm not running.
No, I understand. If your wife isn't on board, you can't do it.
Right.
I mean, it's just a fact.
You got that right.
Yeah, no doubt.
We have some potential candidates going to throw their hats in the ring, so this is exciting.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of people looking at it. I'm excited by it as well, so it's all good. All good, that's for sure. And so Dee Dee and I are going to come. I mean, it's at DeMillo's. How could we not, really?
Thank you.
And by the way, our friend Bob from Kennebunk, we call him the Sage of Kennebunk, he sent me a note and that the in the March 2nd edition of the Sunday Telegram, which I didn't realize still existed, and I really didn't, I haven't seen it, apparently the food and dining restaurant critic or whatever chose the 75 best restaurants in the area, and he says the floating boat wasn't on it. What's going on here? Are you surprised by that you weren't in the top 75?
No, it happens. I mean, we're the big bad beast of the room. So, yeah, they always just want to say we're just serving pedestrian food. And I don't know, I'm pretty sure we serve like 10 times as many pedestrian food customers than all the other restaurants combined. So,
well, not only that, though, I mean, and that's such a disservice to Chef Melissa. I mean, you know, the 2 weeks ago you talked about lobster with saffron. I almost passed out on the air. It sounded so good.
Yeah. I'll give you a good example. Because there's two guys right there, plus Dee Dee. Oh, you all love coming to DeMillo's, like the simply prepared fresh seafood and prime rib that Chef Melissa makes. And it just made me think about Tom Mosier. So Tom Mosier just passed away. I think he was 90
years old. Yeah.
Yeah, great guy, you know, very intelligent, very creative. His designs are iconic. But then, anyways, he and his wife were longtime customers of ours, and he used to joke because, you know, he's among the elite in the folks from academia and wherever, highfalutin people. And he said, they don't come here. You're not good enough for them. And they love the food here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that was good enough for me.
Yeah, he was a customer of mine, too.
Yeah. I only met him once, but he was a very kind and gracious
man. Nice guy.
And a genius.
Yeah. Really
genius.
Smart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that name is associated with quality. Oh, yeah. He was very kind.
Yeah.
Like I said, I only met him once. I met him at an event. And just very kind and gracious.
Yeah.
And yet, he is the best of the best at what he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you know, it's so crazy to me, Steve. I mean, the concoctions that Chef Melissa come up with, she could go on the Food Network. She could go on Chopped. I mean, in fact, you should find out how to get her on there and bring that publicity in. But the bottom line here is the food's incredible. We were there the other night, as you know, and I just got something that was very pedestrian, as you call it. I got fish and chips.
Yeah.
And the fish was cooked perfectly. It was moist. It was unbelievably delicious. Didi, go ahead. You got something to say?
I had the haddock with mustard sauce.
Was it pecan encrusted?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's so
with
good.
Butternut.
Does that sound
stuffing
pedestrian to you, Joe?
You know what?
Pecan encrusted haddock?
I leave DeMillo's happy.
Yeah, sure.
Never hungry when I leave, and I'm usually taking something home.
Yep.
Yeah, so that says a lot. And there's nothing wrong with simple food prepared well.
Well, I would love to know who makes better prime rib in all of Maine than DeMillo's. Who makes better prime rib? Do you know? Yeah. Anybody?
Thank you.
Ask Jim about who makes better calamari.
Yeah. I mean, my brother was, you know this story, Steve. We've told it. Jim and his family were in Europe for 17 days, and they spent a lot of time in Italy, and the whole fam loves calamari. And he came to your restaurant a couple weeks later, and what did he say? This is the best calamari I've ever had.
Yeah. Well,
it was a nice compliment.
It's prepared a little differently in Italy, too. Yeah. It's a lot of times raw.
Raw?
Raw.
Yeah. I love sushi, but I'm not eating raw squid. I'm not doing that. I am not eating raw squid.
You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, I bet I don't. I don't need to. I love sushi. I have no problem with raw fish, but I'm not eating raw squid. That's just a bridge too far for me. But, you know, we were there the other night, and everybody complimented the food. They just kept talking about how good it was, everybody at the table the other night. And, wow. So, yeah, when Bob sent this to me, I was surprised. But on the other hand, the Press Herald's dying, and it's probably because they just don't know nothing.
Yeah. So, Steve, you got to be there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Night?
I mean, and Bruno's wasn't on that. So, what did that tell you?
Who wasn't on there?
Bruno's.
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 Yeah, can you believe
that? So, in the top 75 restaurants in Greater Portland, DeMillo's and Bruno's, I think this is a DeMillo's bias.
Yeah. It's definitely something. It's probably a liberal thing. Yeah. But, you know, there are stories
there. A lot of truth flowing today. A lot of truth flowing. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're featuring some takeout places that are, you know, serve great food. I mean, I love food from all the different places, but it's not a restaurant. But
yeah,
what they're doing.
Yeah, they like those little plate, fancy looking dishes all the time. That's what they like.
They would say the hippy dippies.
Yeah, I mean
the hippy dippies and
really,
the hopi dopies.
Yeah, you know, you put a lot of sauce over it, you know, and little, and you fancy up the plate, and all of a sudden
hungry.
that's spectacular. And you go, wait a minute, was that my appetizer?
And then you have to
hungry.
And then you have to stop at Applebee's on the way home to get some real food.
Oh, you go to Burger King and get a Whopper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So
we used to say that in this neighborhood. It was we'd go to the places that have small plates, and we'd go to Bill's Pizza on the way home.
Boy, did we miss Bill's Pizza. But and again, I don't want to criticize those places. I love that kind of cuisine. Yeah. I do. I've always loved it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it just when Bob sent me this morning, I'm like, you know, this was punitive, basically. Yeah. This was selfish here, not with the stuff that Chef Melissa comes up with. If they were to eat that food and then not want to include it in the top 75 – that's crazy. I mean, you have, as far as I'm concerned, top 1, 2, 3 in the state, and you know we eat at a lot of places, you know, depending on what the dish is. I mean, I don't know who has better prime rib than you do. I've eaten prime rib in a lot of places. Yours is always moist and tender and really, really flavorful. That's why I love
the
in-cut. And it's just it's just bizarre.
And you know what's also awesome is your service. We had a
waitress last week.
That was so nice and so prompt and really attentive. Yeah.
We had
some good people.
We had eight people at the table the other night, and the gentleman that waited on us, I mean, he could not, you know, sometimes people are obnoxious. They come back to your table so much that you're in the middle of a conversation and you can't talk, but he wasn't that way. He was attentive, meaning he paid attention to the flow of the table. And then he would come back and check in on everybody about a drink or whatever was going on.
To that point, I've never seen a waiter or waitress at DeMillo's do that. They've always been very conscious of what's going on.
Well, they probably have good training at DeMillo's. They've been doing this a long time.
Thank you, Dee Dee. No, it's hospitality. I mean, they're not the star. You're the star, so the customer's the star. So.
Yeah. I mean, we were at a place, and it is truly one of our favorite places to go. I won't say the name of it. And the person was at our table every 2 minutes. And I finally, because we were trying to have a we were in the corner on purpose because we were trying to talk to one of our kids about something important. I finally said to Dee Dee, if they come back again, I'm going to tell them to bring the check. Because they came to our table like 15 times in the space of 30 minutes. It was crazy. And you know, when you're there to enjoy. I mean, dining out should be an experience. Yeah. That's what it should be.
Well, and, Steve, you like to go try new places.
Oh, he goes
right?
all the time. He talks about them all the time.
Yeah. Joe, I'll give you an example of, two different, say, types of preparation. We dined at a very popular, very successful seafood restaurant on the waterfront Wednesday night, and I had the seared scallops. Well, this it was a beautifully presented plate. It actually came in the saute pan. It was hot out of the, I think they finished it in the oven, and it was the scallops. There was apples and bacon. What's the thick cut bacon? Pork belly.
Yeah. Pork belly. Yeah, usually smoked. Yeah. And, very good.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was beautiful, and everything else was really good. We had, you know, appetizers and salad, and we really went all the way. But I couldn't taste the scallops. The pork belly overpowered the scallops. And then last night, we ate at Bruno's, and, you know, most people don't think of Bruno's for seafood, but he's got great fresh seafood, and his scallop preparation is like DeMillo's, simply prepared, and they were delicious. And I could taste the scallops, so there you go.
The question is, Steve, will I get to taste bacon-wrapped scallops lightly glazed with maple syrup on Monday? That's what I want to know.
I don't know if the Republican committee ordered them, but there'll be some coming to your table.
Well, let's make a side deal then, because, I mean, if they don't know, then they don't deserve them. I mean, yeah, it's just crazy. I agree with you, and I will say this. You know, and I'm not saying this because you're here, because I talk about it all the time. And as you know, we come there a lot. What's the, Joe, you may remember, the place in Grand Central Station. It's a seafood place. It's been there well over 100 years. It's renowned for its seafood. And your scallops, we've eaten there several times over the years. Your scallops are far better than theirs are. And they're amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why people crowd around my table at Christmas, at the Christmas party we go to, because I sit in the back corner. And you guys bring scallops, and they're like, oh, we'll go to his table and hang out.
Oh, you just let out the secret, Ray.
Well, it's not like it wasn't known, believe me. The table gets bigger every year.
The drinks aren't bad.
Yeah. I eat scallops, Dee Dee drinks alcohol, I'm the designated driver, it's a perfect marriage.
Yeah.
It's really
good. I like the way you work.
Yeah, absolutely. So what delectable...
It's a partnership.
It is a partnership, yes. She drinks, I drive. What is the delectable treat that Chef Melissa has prepared?
Oh, boy, doesn't this sound delicious. A tortellini to die for. So braised veal and beef tortellini, sautéed in Parmesan truffle butter with wild mushrooms, finished with olive oil, toasted sage breadcrumbs, beef demi-glaze, and fresh chopped chives. Now, that sounds like a lot, but she's going to put this together today for the weekend, for today and tomorrow. And it is going to be delicious. And it's just another example of her talent. And then she'll take, she has some menu items on the menu right now that are, you know, have more of an elevated preparation. But our top sellers are always the pecan encrusted haddock, the mixed seafood broil, you know, simple things, a nice plate of fried clams, a prime rib on the weekend. So, but this is a really good, the tortellini to die for.
I love tortellini.
All right, explain that one again, because there was so much there. I mean, I started to, I was looking for
was
oxygen
salivating.
Here. I was looking for oxygen here. I was going to pass out. Say it again.
It is tortellini to die for is braised veal and beef tortellini.
All right, stop right it's there. Braised veal? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know, so good. And sautéed in Parmesan truffle butter with wild mushrooms, finished with olive oil toasted sage breadcrumbs, beef demi-glaze and fresh chopped chives served with freshly baked garlic bread.
We should go have an early anniversary dinner because our anniversary is less than a month from now, our 40th. That sounds like an anniversary dinner. I know you were married more. I know you and Joe are both married more years, but you know.
We're older. That's all it means.
He had me at truffle.
Yeah. Oh, Dee Dee loves truffle. She puts truffle salt on our popcorn. I like truffle, but you got to be careful with it because much like you mentioned about the pork belly, if you're not careful with truffle, it can overwhelm the dish.
Oh, for sure. And it's not unlike saffron. So when she uses a saffron, it's very, very expensive, but you know, she uses pinch in a sauce.
I was going to say saffron's right up there in price.
Oh yeah, they say it's the most expensive spice there is. Yeah. Yeah, after we left the show 2 weeks ago when you were on talking about that, I was walking around all day talking about I'm just wild about saffron. Well, please extend to Chef Melissa that even though we are not there right now, I can already taste that delicious food. Please extend to her how grateful we are that she is providing Portland with that kind of cuisine, even if the main Sunday Telegram doesn't recognize it.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to run, my friend. We'll see you Monday night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
7:56.
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something that looks good and you know the customer is going to be happy with.
We're doing great. I love my job. I love what I do and all my coworkers.
All the women that work here are fantastic and they want to be part of something bigger.
My future looks great at Moody's. The sky's the limit here.
If you're looking for a job and a great opportunity in a career, we're hiring at Moody's.
Les Wilson & Sons Excavation Contractors is an almost 70-year-old, third-generation, family-owned business in Westbrook. They are looking to hire full-time laborers and truck drivers. They offer a sign-on bonus, year-round full-time work, medical and dental insurance, a retirement plan, 11 paid holidays, a yearly bonus, and vacation time. There is no travel required. Wages are commensurate with your experience, and they will match or exceed existing pay. In other words, they treat you right. Remember, higher pay means more time with your family. Les Wilson & Sons Excavation Contractors, for almost 70 years, has been a family-owned and family-operated business. To find out more, go to leswilsonandsons.com. That's leswilsonandsons.com. Or call 854-4583. 854-4583. That's